Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Every other week or so, we'd like to encourage Steve to make a musical stew and then see if we can pick out the ingredients one song and artist at a time.
This one's extra stewy.
It is?
Extra soupy.
Ooh. All right. We'll find out the theme only if you discern it on your own. The theme is never spoken.
No.
Typically. Or almost never spoken. All right, 10 songs at once. If you can identify an artist and the title of a song from out of this musical slop, then you will get a Lucky Idiot account to freebeerandhotwigs.com. You may join us 1-800-947-3979.
For
Decca Smash.
Decca Smash.
I was waiting for you to say it.
Decca Smash.
You hadn't said it yet.
Decca Smash.
I had been holding out the details of it.
10 songs smashed together.
Are you guys ready to play Decca Smash?
Decca Smash.
Yes. Yes.
Here we go. All at once, 10 songs.
Wait, that's all you're playing? Got one. Is it the same, right?
Yeah.
The one, the
Everybody,
only one that stands out?
Hard to miss that one.
I think we all see that same Bad Moon.
What are you talking about?
That's not the one I was talking about.
No.
1-800-947-3979. Can you play it again from the beginning? What's going on with some weird blurpy talker in there? Yeah. How much is that doggy in the window by some old person? Probably not.
No, incorrect.
Pat in Flint. Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
Good. You have crack at Decca Smash. What do you hear in there?
I barely heard it, so this is like a total guess. Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
No. Incorrect.
You did barely hear it.
Sorry.
To the tune of not at all.
I feel like it's that and Hot for Teacher that people always guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they seem like they have lots of extra sounds in. Like, yeah, that's probably in there. Jim listening in Northeast Pennsylvania. Hi, Jim.
How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising.
There you go. I'm out now. Well done, Jim. Real struggle.
Nine.
Okay. Nano Smash. 9 songs remain.
Okay.
Oh, I hear one.
Yeah, the other one I could hear did not fade. It's there.
All right. Bob in Jackson, Michigan. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello. Good morning.
You got one?
Bob.
I have Bad Moon Rising.
So did the last person. They beat you on that one. Yeah.
That's all you get,
That's
though.
You get, though. No Lucky Idiot account. You got to get one of the 9 other ones now. Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. Let's go from Bob.
Bob.
To Bobby. Bobby in Kentucky. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Bobby.
Oh, doing good. How you doing?
Good. Give us one, will you?
Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne.
Incorrect.
Damn it, Bobby.
He's like, oh, yeah, I love that.
Never heard that one before.
Kyle in Maine. Hello, Kyle.
Kyle! Hey, how's it going, guys?
People can't just have names on this show.
No.
The last guy gets Bobby! Kyle!
Yeah. Kyle!
Kyle. Yeah.
Hey, all right, Kyle, you got one?
Did I hear Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls?
You did not, Kyle.
Kyle.
So far, we got one right. What, four wrong?
Something like that.
Okay. For you.
Kyle.
Mike in Tennessee. Hi, Mike.
Hey, did I hear Metallica, Enter the Sandman?
No, you did not.
Mm. Oh, Enter the Sandman is totally a different song.
It's a little harder.
Yeah, it is for him, too.
Let's see. We're stuck at Nano Smash.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Mr. Alex in West Virginia, or could be Miss Alex. I don't know. Hi, Alex.
It's Mr.
Okay, thank you.
did I hear Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon?
You did not.
Go!
Damn!
One for seven.
Man! Yeah, because there was another one that seemed really clear to me.
Brad on the east side of Michigan, listening on Thunder Rock. Hello, Brad. Give us one, please.
Brad!
Hello.
Hello.
It was already said.
Oh, man.
What was?
It was Bad Moon Rising.
Can you say another one?
AC/DC Thunderstruck.
Incorrect.
I like your guessing, though. You can't win if you don't guess. That's one of the things that Einstein said.
Mm-hmm.
Greg in Marquette. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Did I hear Jane's Addiction, Ben Caught Stealing?
No.
Dang, do we need to hear it again?
Man. All right, here it is one more time.
Stop it. All right, give us the nine.
Okay, there's a couple in there that are bleeding through pretty strong.
Okay, I bet someone's got it now. Jacob listening on 95.9 The Hog. Hi, Jacob, can you give us one?
I think I hear Witchy Woman by the Eagles.
You do not.
Oh, man. Son of a sea biscuit. Wait, you don't?
I thought I heard that one, too.
I just realized after I went, oh, man, I went, that's the one I thought I knew. Bum, bum,
bum. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Steve.
All right.
We're all like, yeah. Dude, what is?
Wait, what was his name? Jacob? Was it Jacob?
Get him back on the phone. Sorry, my fault.
Like, that's the one I heard.
Because I put these in, like, I line them up in alphabetical order. So when he said the Eagles, I was looking up at the top of the list for E, but it was under T for the.
Oh, jeez.
I thought maybe you were being sneaky and you put a cover in there that nobody knows.
Yeah.
I would have just thought you could remember the 10 songs you used.
Yeah. I did this like an hour and a half ago, man.
That's like a lifetime ago.
Tommy, that was Jacob W. of Knoxville, who deserves a Lucky Idiot account.
Yes, he does.
Sorry, Jacob. Good job.
That guy's got to be like, man, I swear. But I mean, the same way we were. We were all like, wait, what's happening here? All right, let's hear the Octo Smash version of Deco Smash.
All right, hold on. Now I got to go and...
I was so sure I sang it at you. I was like, what do you mean? I heard the bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, I'm like, is that a different Eagles song?
Maybe it's a cover.
Am I confused?
Octo Smash!
I got nothing.
Nope.
I got one.
Oh, it's real bad in here. Pat in Albany. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Can you give us one of those eight?
Hell's Bells, AC/DC.
Ooh, well done.
Can't point a finger at a theme this week.
No.
My 10-year-old wants me to take him to see AC/DC. I want to go. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, great show.
Terrific.
I said, what were you doing in your room? He goes, I was just listening to music and playing with toys. And I go, what music do you listen to? Because his musical tastes are currently undefined. And he said, I don't like to talk about my music. And I said, what?
Yeah, what is it, Two Live Crew?
I said, you saying that makes me feel like, as a parent, I need to know what your music is. And I said, do you think I won't like it? And he goes, no, I think you'll like it. I said, do you think I'll be mad as a parent or you're embarrassed by what you like and you think it's not cool. And he said, the embarrassed one. I said, son, you hear my music in the car every time we drive. My choices are garbage and all of mine are embarrassing. You don't need to be ashamed. And he said, I was listening to the greatest hits of AC/DC. And I said, you like AC/DC because I like AC/DC.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's not one to be embarrassed by. It's only embarrassing if you go, I like Actic.
I'm afraid he found that one about big balls, and he didn't want me to know about that one.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
He's got the biggest balls of them all.
Yeah. And if he hasn't, dreams do come true for that guy. He's going to enjoy that one. All right. Then there was seven.
Septo Smash.
Okay, I got a couple.
Yeah, me too.
What happened to the burp, burp at the beginning? Where did that go? Where did that lady go, or guy, or thing, whatever? This is hard. Krista in Albany. Hi, Krista.
Hi.
Hi, can you give us one?
I heard Boris the Spider by The Who.
What?
Yeah.
Well done.
Crawling up my wall, black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head.
This is decidedly uncool for rock and roll.
I think the first time I ever heard this song was during this game in one of the other years that we played it. And I was like, what?
It's kind of fun though.
Now he's dropped onto the floor.
And then there were six. Sexo Smash rolls on. In a second, Steve's going to play it so you can get your guests ready for the next segment. Okay, yeah. No problem. I know all six of those.